I'd like to reconvene the August 28, 2018 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is license status review. First license status review would be Richard T. Hazlett, Sr. Mr. Hazlett, Sr.
Mr. Hazlett has one new conviction, possession of unfold oysters, 11 quarts. Date of offense, February 12, 2018. Date of conviction, March 19, 2018. Officer Stephen York. Here are Mr. Hazlett's 2018-2017 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions. And continued. The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red.
Okay.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Hazlett be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, August 28, 2018 through August 27, 2019. Any failure on Mr. Hazlett's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Hazlett appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Officer York, raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Help you, God. Go ahead.
Yes, on 2/12/2018, approximately 9 o'clock hours in the waters of the Commonwealth of James River, the current jurisdiction with different news, I was underway on oyster patrol. It was foggy that morning. Myself and Officer Springfield observed a commercial vessel taking oysters. I boarded the vessel. Miss Wendy identified the captain as Richard T. Hazlett, Sr. I caught one bushel of oysters and found 11 quarts of undersized oysters, very little shell. A summons was issued, and the oysters were taken and scattered in the sanctuary. Mr. Hazlett was cooperative through the entire process. The disposition was 3/19/18, Newport News, General District Court, fine of $150.
Thank you. Any questions by members of the Commission of Officer York? Mr. Hazlett, raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you, God.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions of the officer?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have anything that you wish to say to the Commission? Do you have anything that you wish to say to the commission pertaining to that? What do you mean by that? In other words, your record, although albeit extensive, you have not had a violation in 4 years, and were cooperative with the officer. Does any member of the commission have any question of Mr. Hazlett?
No, sir.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard for 1 year probation. Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? 1 year probation. Please don't get a violation within 1 year. You'll be back before the commission for revocation proceeding. Thank you. You may want to stick by from the information that I've got. Richard T. Hazlett, Jr. Is that your son?
Yeah, he's scholarly.
Okay. Well, he was scalloping last month as well, and he's got a summons to appear before the commission. Is that your case as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go through the – if please, we can do one of two things, or a couple things. You can revoke his license until he comes here. I think the recommendation is going to be 1 year probation. Or we can continue another month. It matters not to me. The problem with continuing and keeping it coming and coming, especially if y'all agree that 1 year probation is acceptable, is I have to bring the officer back every time for this continued matter. So, y'all want to hear the case?
I would, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Richard Hazlett Jr. has one new conviction.
Thank you.
Possession of uncold oysters, 11 quarts. Date of offense, February 12, 2018. Date of conviction, March 19, 2018. Officer Stephen York. Here are Mr. Hazlett Jr.'s 2018-2017 licenses and permits and his previous conviction. The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Hazlett be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, August 28, 2018 through August 27, 2019. Any failure on Mr. Hazlett's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Hazlett appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Officer, you're keeping previously sworn?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
On 2/12/2018, at approximately 9 o'clock hours in the waters of the Commonwealth of James River, in concurrent jurisdiction with the City of Newport News, I was underway on oyster patrol. It was a foggy that morning. Myself and Officer Springfield observed commercial vessel taking oysters. I boarded Miss Wendy and identified the mate as Richard T. Hazlett, Jr. I called one bushel of oysters and found 11 quarts of undersized oysters, very small shell, very little shell. A summons was issued and the oysters were taken and scattered in the sanctuary. Mr. Hazlett was cooperative through the entire process. Disposition was 3/19/18, Newport News General District Court, at $150.
Thank you. Any questions of the officer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Officer York. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to
Mr. West? I'm out. Mr. Franz?
Move to accept staff recommendations.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signal. Oh, wait a minute. Time out. I'm getting ahead of this. Where's Mr. West? Mr. Donald West? Come forward. Boy, that's a violation of a little bit of due process. Anyway. Just raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God. Do you have any questions of the officer? Do you have anything that you want to say to the commission? Okay, what's again?
Hang tight.
I will be okay. I promise. Proceed.
Oh, excuse me.
What is the motion on Hazlett? A second. All in favor of the motion, signal up saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next is Mr. Don William West.
Mr. West has one new conviction, possession of uncooled oysters, 10 quarts, date of offense, November 29, 2017, date of conviction, March 22, 2018, Officer Stephen York. Here are his 2018-2017 licenses and permits, as well as his previous conviction.
Okay.
The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. West be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, August 28, 2018, through August 27, 2019. Any failure on Mr. West's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. West appearing before the commission for hearing on license revocation.
Officer York, previously sworn. Proceed.
Yes, sir. On 11/29/2017, at approximately 11:45 hours, I made contact with William West on the boat Sonora at Minchville. I caught a bushel of oysters per regulation standards and found 10 quarts of uncaught oysters in his possession. All oysters on the vessel were planted in the sanctuary. Disposition 3/22/2018, Newport News General District Court, fined $150.
I note that there is no indication that he was cooperative with you. Was he cooperative with you at the time?
He was cooperative, yes.
All right, sir. Thank you. Any questions of the officer? Okay. Mr. West, you have been sworn. Would you like to say anything to the commission at this time about that? Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard to approve staff recommendation. 1 year probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Mm-hmm. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 1 year probation. Don't get in trouble. We don't want to see you back in a year, okay? Thank you. Have a good day. Next, Mr. Robert Rowe, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, one new conviction, possession of uncooled oysters, 10 quarts. Date of offense, November 29th, 2017. Date of conviction, March 22nd, 2018. Officer Stephen York. Here is 2018, 2017 licenses and permits, as well as his previous conviction. The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Rowe be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, August 28, 2018, through August 27, 2019. Any failure on Mr. Rowe's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Rowe appearing before the Commission for hearing on license revocation.
Officer York, you've been previously sworn.
11/29/2017, at approximately 11:45 hours, I made contact with Mr. Rowe on the boat Sonora in Mitchville. Mr. Rowe stated he was culling that day with Mr. West, and Mr. Green was the captain. I culled a bushel of oysters per regulation standards and found 10 quarts of uncaught oysters in his possession. All oysters on the vessel were planted in the sanctuary. Disposition, 3/22/2018, New Venusian District Court, fine of $150.
Was he cooperative?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Yes, sir. You have any questions of the officer?
Yes, sir.
Anything you'd like to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made to approve staff recommendation. 1 year probation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 1 year probation. Please don't get into trouble. Thank you. Have a good day.
Aye.
Sir. Mr. William Green.
His one new conviction, possession of uncooled oysters, 10 quarts, date of offense, November 29, 2017, date of conviction, March 22, 2018, Officer Stephen York. Mr. Green first appeared before the Commission as a natural resource offender during the January 2015 Commission meeting. The Commission revoked his licenses under 28.2-232 and 28.2-528. for 2 years, January 27, 2015 through January 26, 2017, for taking, catching, and removing oysters from a condemned area. However, the revocation was suspended and reduced to a one-year probation. The original two-year revocation would be imposed without further notice or hearing if Mr. Green violated any regulation or provision of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia during the one-year probation. Here are Mr. Green's 2018-2017 licenses and permits, as well as his previous convictions. The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Green be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, August 28, 2018, through August 27, 2019. Any failure on Mr. Green's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Green appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Officer York.
Yes, sir. On 11/29/2017, approximately 11:45 hours, I made contact with William Green and his two crew members at the dock at Mitchville. Mr. Green and his crew were aboard the boat Sonora. Mr. Green did not have his license. Mr. Green stated that he had been on probation and did not have to have one to operate the vessel and was not going to get one. I called a bushel of oysters per regulation standards and found 10 quarts of uncooked oysters in his possession. All oysters on the vessel were planted in the sanctuary. Disposition was 3/22/2018 in the suit of New Jungle District Court, $150 fine.
Was he cooperative with you other than that statement of?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Do you have any questions of the officer?
No, but I'd like to say, I typically sold my license before all this happened, so I've never had a license at the time. I was not on probation. The probation period was over 3 years.
That's correct.
The probation what?
It was over 3 years prior.
Okay. see. The commission revoked his license for 2 years, 2000 through January 2017. Well, as I read it, the commission revoked his licenses for 2 years for taking, catching, and removing oysters from a condemned area. However, the revocation was suspended and reduced to a 1 year probation. Okay.
Right.
Got it. All right. Anybody have any questions of Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ballard.
Well, I guess a question for staff, if that's
okay. Sure, absolutely.
Can we get some clarity on the number of licenses on a boat and whether the captain needs a license, and how you feel about this?
Officer York?
The captain of the vessel, as long as he's not reporting his using his catch, does not have to have a license to operate the vessel. He was legal. You're in possession.
That's the
right.
Kind of like the old bank robbery scenario with who's in the car. Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. 1 year probation. Thank you, sir. Good job, officer. Thank you very much, and good job. Thanks.